Self-improvement books are one of the top categories in the publishing business. The gospel song says, you can buy a book to make you a lawyer or gourmet cook, and of course, it's true. Suppose you could buy a book that would teach you how to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Suppose you could buy a book that would not teach you how to become a lawyer or a gourmet cook, but would teach you to become a son or daughter of God, even his namesake, and even teach you how to gain immortality itself. Imagine that this book is authored by the God of creation himself. There is such a book. For us in the English-speaking world, it is the authorized King James Version of the Holy Bible. If you don't have one, go out immediately and purchase one. In this book, this marvelous book of life, John 3:3 reads, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus calls it born again. Have you been born again, born a second time, this time of the Spirit of God? Are you ready to follow this book of ultimate, eternal self-improvement? Would you like all of your sin and your guilt and your shame expunged from your record and your mind? Would you like today to be the beginning of a brand new life with a new Father, with a new name and power, a purpose and eternal destiny? God said, man said, has glorious news for you. Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Do it right now. We will wait for you here. Now, for today's subject. God said, Leviticus 11, verses 7 and 8, And the swine, though he divide the hoof and be cloven-footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you. Of their flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcass shall ye not touch, they are unclean to you. God said, Deuteronomy 14, verse 8, And the swine, because it divideth the hoof, yet cheweth not the cud. It is unclean unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcass. God said, Proverbs chapter 40, verses 20 through 22. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Man said, we don't need to be encumbered by the restrictions recorded in the Bible. We will follow our own path. Now the record. A special note to the born again. The Bible's prohibition regarding the eating of clean and unclean foods is satisfied as outlined in 1 Timothy 4, 4 through 5. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. But be advised that the true word-walking Christians, we estimate, make up less than 2% of the world's general population. The world's general population has no protection from the plagues hidden on the supper plate. The biological benefits of observing God's dietary laws and sanitary ways are enormous. Those who disregard do so at their own peril. The absolute inerrancy of God's word not only proves its supernatural source, but it is also simply breathtaking. Line after line, precept after precept, is woven into a most marvelous record that never ceases to inspire and deliver those who embrace it with ears bowed down. Words such as enlightening, empowering, exhilarating come to mind. All other books which are the compilation of the thoughts of men and of devils must bow down to the book. The Bible is not printer's ink and paper. It is spirit and truth. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is God Said, Man Said, feature article 587 that proves the inerrancy of the Holy Word of God. These features are offered at no charge to the visitor, but they are not for free. They have been made possible by the price Jesus Christ paid on Golgotha's Hill, and every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. May your soul be edified and your armory equipped with ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. We are grateful that you have come. Inherent within the commandments of God is the blessing or the curse. God's word is the truth, and if one rejects it, he or she suffers the curse, which is simply the result of doing the wrong thing, walking contrary to the truth. Proverbs 26:2, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse, causeless, shall not come. God Said, Man Said has published several features regarding God's prohibitions on the eating and handling of the other white meat, the swine. These features have discussed science's latest discoveries concerning the perils of the pig and the hundreds of millions who have suffered its deleterious effects. Consider this short list. Number one, the toxicity of the swine's flesh is ranked extremely high, on about the same level as the rat and the groundhog. Number two, trichinosis. Dr. E. A. Widmer of the School of Public Health, Loma Linda University, had this to say. Pork consumption is now associated with coronary, heart disease, cancer, and certain communicable diseases. Pigs are noteworthy as hosts for the intestinal trichina roundworm, Trichinella spiralis, which causes the disease trichinosis, a disease with symptoms that doctors often attribute to intestinal flu, pneumonia, or rheumatism. A more complete list of symptoms of the trichinosis infection was listed by the Division of Parasitic Diseases, National Center of Infectious Diseases: nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, fatigue, fever, and abdominal discomfort are the first symptoms of trichinosis. Headaches, fevers, chills, cough, eye swelling, aching joints, muscle pains, itchy skin, and diarrhea or constipation follow the first symptoms. If the infection is heavy, patients may experience difficulty coordinating movements and have heart and breathing problems. In severe cases, death occurs. End of quote. Number three, the tapeworm, reaching lengths of 21 feet, can simulate brain tumors, epilepsy, and other neurological and psychiatric disorders. Number four, Yersinia enterocolitica. 103 lots of 3,375 pigs were tested, and 92.9% were carrying YE. That stands for Yersinia enterolitica. Children are most frequently affected with signs of abdominal pain, fever, diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting. The disease can range in severity from self-limiting gastroenteritis to potentially fatal septicemia. Number five, Campylobacteriosis. Common symptoms are diarrhea with traces of blood found in the stool, fever, abdominal pain, nausea, and vomiting. Number six, cadaverian and putrescine. Dr. Rothschild has this to say regarding eating pork. Do not consume any meat of scavenger animals comprising pork, all shellfish varieties, skin fish, which are scaleless fish, scavenger birds, snakes, and most reptiles. The reason for this prohibition is dual. The first consists in that the meat of such animals is about 10 times more perishable, difficult to preserve, than that of the allowed animals. Frequently, people do not realize that a piece of meat is already poisonously spoiled until they perceive the toxic symptoms and have already ingested it. The second reason consists in the scary fact that the byproducts that originate from digesting such scavenger meat is highly poisonous. We're referring specifically to the so-called death enzymes such as cadaverian and putrescine. These death enzymes are extraordinarily useful in nature. Without their assistance, no flesh would revert to dust. They are extremely useful to break down a corpse, but terribly inconvenient in a living human body. End of quote. Number seven, swine's flu. Number eight, MRSA. Number nine, Ebola Restin. Number 10, and a whole lot more. One of the headlines of the June 2012 issue of the scientific publication Discover reads, "The Epidemic of Brain Parasites." The feature story interviews Theodore Nash, who heads up a clinic at the National Institute of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, and his specialty is neurocysticercosis. A few paragraphs from that feature follow. But Nash knows the blobs are not made up of the patient's own cells. They are tapeworms, aliens. A blob in the brain is not the image most people have when someone mentions tapeworms. These parasitic worms are best known in their adult stage when they live in people's intestines, and their ribbon-shaped bodies can grow as long as 21 feet. But that's just one stage in the animal's life cycle. Before they become adults, tapeworms spend time as larvae in large cysts, and those cysts can end up in people's brains, causing a disease known as neurocysticercosis. Nobody knows exactly how many people there are with it in the United States, says Nash, who is the chief of the gastrointestinal parasite section of NIH. His best estimate is 1,500 to 2,000. Worldwide, the numbers are vastly higher, though estimates on a global scale are even harder to make because neurocysticercosis is most common in poor places that lack good public health systems. Minimally, there are 5 million cases of epilepsy from neurocysticercosis, Nash says. The closer scientists look at the epidemiology of the disease, the worse it becomes. Nash and other neurocysticercosis experts have been traveling through Latin America with CT scanners and blood tests to survey populations. In one study in Peru, researchers found 37% of people showed signs of having been infected at some point. Earlier this spring, Nash and his colleagues published a review of the scientific literature and concluded that somewhere between 11 million and 29 million people have neurocysticercosis in Latin America alone. Tapeworms are also common in other regions of the world, such as Africa and Asia. Neurocysticercosis is a very important disease worldwide, Nash says. The hunt for better drugs to fight neurocysticercosis is not an easy process. The best way to test potential medicines on tapeworms is to get living cysts out of infected pigs. Nash and his colleagues recently set up a lab in Peru where infected pigs are abundant to do just that. End of quote. I'm looking at a picture of a human brain overrun with cysts from tenous solium or neurocysticercosis. Imagine looking at a cross-section of a fruitcake laden with pieces of fruit and nuts, because that is what it resembles. This brain has been invaded with over 60 tapeworm cysts. Untold hundreds of millions of today's population have been ill-affected, and many are dead as a result of disregarding this one commandment of God regarding the pig. God's word is true and righteous altogether. You cannot disregard it without suffering the curse. Embrace God's word. It is a place to build a life. God said, Leviticus 11, 7 and 8, "And the swine, though he divide the hoof and be cloven-footed, yet he cheweth not the cud. He is unclean to you. Of their flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcass shall ye not touch. They are unclean to you." God said, Deuteronomy 14, 8, "And the swine, because it divideth the hoof, yet cheweth not the cud, it is unclean unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcass." God said, Proverbs chapter 4, 20 through 22, "My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." Man said, we don't need to be encumbered by the restrictions recorded in the Bible. We will follow our own path. Now you have the record.